Hello, and welcome back to Bean Tunes Radio. This is Jill Yum, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You just heard I Don't Care by The Final Solution. I would personally never put those words together, but that was a choice, and that song is great. I found that song because of this show that I really like called Lovesick. It's on Netflix. If you ever have the chance to watch it, it's pretty good. I don't think I should explain the premise of the show, but it's actually very cute. It's set in Glasgow, and it's like this group of friends, roommates, and it's a little bit that part of the plot is that two of them are like in love with each other, and it's a sort of will they, won't they. It's very cute, and the soundtrack is great, and I guess that's kind of a recurring theme here. I just watch shows that I like the soundtracks for. But yeah, happy Sunday, guys. I'm really excited about the weather. I just sat outside for like an hour with my friend outside of Tisch Library, so that was great. And the sun is kind of peeking out a little bit today, so that's also great. I have a ton of work to do today, and hopefully I can get some of that done in the next hour as I'm listening to music. So I think I'm going to play some productive jams. So if you are doing work, this is going to be a great hour for you. It's going to be a lot of music that you can do work to. A lot of this music I have started listening to this week and found this week. A lot of them are kind of like low-key sad songs, but not like in a devastating way, only in a small way. I got into the studio a little early today so I could play a few songs, so I played that one from Final Solution, and the one before that was by the band Girl and Girl, and the song was called Hello. I don't actually really like the song that much, I realized when I was playing it, so I'm glad it wasn't in my hour of radio, but no one was in the studio, so I get to play my music. Next up, I'm going to play a song again by The Final Solution. And this one's called One Day. I don't love the way that the lyrics sound. I don't really love the singing in this song. But the instrumental part is really good. So let me know what you think about this song. It's called One Day, and it's by Final Solution.
Thank you. especially when I'm blue. Because my greatest and most precious moments are always spent with you. I love the way you walk. You look, oh, so fine. But when I come to you, don't pretend to be mad.
Was a song by the artist Nourished by Time, and the song is called Hand on Me. I just found that song this week, and I have been obsessed with it. The little synth piano part is, like, addicting. It feels so good. And yeah, I really like that artist, Nourished by Time. My friend Jack introduced it to me, or at least his last album, which was his debut album, super big accomplishment for a new artist. Fifth best album of 2023 according to Pitchfork, which is pretty cool. I love the like R&B bedroom pop mashup that's happening. I feel like that's like everything that I like in a song. So I'm very excited to see what Nourished by Time will do next. It's cool. He's from Baltimore and then now lives in London. So I feel like you can hear that too. Yeah, really love that song. His first album is called Erotic Probiotic 2, and there's a kombucha bottle on the cover. So in case you're looking around for it. So yeah, guys, I'm realizing the show is really not cohesive today, but these are all songs that make sense to me to listen to together. This next song, I think, is by a Portuguese artist. No, he's actually from Brazil, but his name is Portuguese. Lo Borges? The song is called O Trem Azul. So let's listen to it. It's really beautiful. I'm so excited to listen to this one. Also, since yesterday, I've been very obsessed with this one. So I hope you think it's as beautiful as I think it is.
Cansam de voar.
was Real Drums by the Daruti Column. Or sorry, the song is called Real Drums, Real Drummer, I believe. It's getting cut off on my screen. Yeah, Real Drums, Real Drummer by the Daruti Column. The Daruti Column is an English post-punk band formed in Manchester, England. I'm realizing I'm listening to a lot of English music these days, and I'm not even doing it on purpose. Maybe I'm just aspirationally listening to English music. I'm not sure. I feel like a lot of my music these days is like, it's putting me in a different place, which is kind of sad. Maybe I should listen to some more local music. If you have any suggestions, you can always call the WMFO studio line at 855-915-9636, or you can drop some recommendations in the DJ chat, which you can find on our website, WMFO.org, and head over to the DJ chat page where you can message me something. Maybe send me a local artist that I should listen to. I feel like I just tend to like... I tend to not like local music. No, that's too generalizing of a statement. I don't know. I feel like a lot of my music these days is like warm sounding music, which I really like in the winter. I feel like my winter move in terms of what I like to listen to, winter, especially late winter, early spring, when I really just want it to be warm and I'm feeling especially cold this time of year. Even more cold than I do when it's actually cold outside. I feel like it's just the desperation for it to be warm again. I tend to listen to music that feels like summer. So I think that's what I'm trying to do. It's funny that all of these English bands make very warm music because it's like cold and dreary there all year. But I always joke about this with my friend that I also studied abroad with, but I feel like every English person that I talked to was always like, you know, you're kind of here at the worst time of the year to be here, but like summer is a vibe. They would always say summer's a vibe, which I never really got to see London in the summer, but I guess it's a vibe. I literally heard this from like 5 different people, so maybe I have to go back to London, listen to some English music, and experience the vibe that was being discussed that I didn't get to see. Anyway, I'm going to play a song by a band called Everything, Every Space Thing, not Everything, but Every Space Thing, and the song is called Here All the Time. I also found this one this week. It was on a playlist of new music, so I think this one came out pretty recently, I think in the past week or so. So I haven't listened to it a ton, so maybe we'll do another little rating. I did this a couple weeks ago where I played only new music and I gave all the songs a rating out of 10, so maybe we'll bring that back for this one. I've listened to a little bit of it, so let me know what you think by calling into the studio line or dropping your thoughts in the chat. Yeah, this is Everything, and the song is called Here All the Time. Thank you.
back into gray, 'cause I'm stuck in my brain. Why can't we all be free the way it should be? Why is it so hard to see? Is it something to be? My friend, it takes a while to see that we're here all the we'll be right back.
That was Gulf Shores by the artist Merce Lemon featuring Colin Miller. Did you guys know that there was a DIY scene in Pittsburgh? I didn't know that. Apparently Merce Lemon is deeply immersed in the Pittsburgh DIY scene. So we are listening to some semi-local music. I'm from Philadelphia. Pittsburgh is in the same state as Philadelphia. I've never been to Pittsburgh. I've kind of had no desire to go to Pittsburgh, but maybe I should head over to Pittsburgh to check out the DIY scene in Pittsburgh. That was a lot of times to say Pittsburgh in one sentence. But I've been really loving that song. My friend Margo was like asking me last week for songs that sound like this song King Street that we both really like by the artist Eleni Drake. And I found that song as I was searching for songs that had the same vibe as the song King Street by Eleni Drake. Because that's a song that we both really love and we have a lot of affection for. So to find other songs that have the exact same vibe is awesome. And that song is lovely. I really liked it. Next, I'm going to play a song by the artist The Morning Benders, which I've just learned also goes by Pop Etc. Apparently because of the bad connotations associated with the word bender. This is also, or apparently, I guess outside of the US, they were worried about their reputation, particularly in the UK, where the term can be used pejoratively. I feel like bender also has that connotation here, but I guess the theme of today's show is bands with sort of problematic names. I've had two of them so far. So there's that. That's always fun. Surprise theme. Anyway, this song is called Pleasure Size. I've only listened to one song on this album. The album is called Big Echo, and the one big song that I knew was Excuses. And then I just decided to listen to the whole album today, and I feel like when you think of indie, this is what you think of. That's how I would describe this album. So yeah, the song is called Pleasure Size, and I really do want you guys to message me on the DJ chat. I was just looking through the DJ chat, and it's always so active, but I never really use it. So if you have any thoughts on this next song, head over to our website and find the DJ chat and say something fun. So yeah, this song is called Pleasure Size, and it's by The Morning Benders. Thank you. It's Smoky Outside and I'm Afraid by the band Dutch Interior, which is a folk Americana band based in LA. Can you believe those words? I can't either. Anyway, it's time to read a PSA. This one is for Apple Jam Productions. Do you like shoegaze more than the average person? Finally, we have some good news for you. Apple Jam Productions is a student-run club devoted to booking live concerts, visual art publications, and other performances. They work with both local and national artists who are overlooked by the larger booking agencies on campus. Apple Jam also collects student art and poetry submissions for a yearly zine. You can follow them on Instagram at Apple Jam Productions to learn more and find out about upcoming shows. This has been a public service message from Apple Jam Productions and WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Apple Jam actually has a show coming up on March 8th, Friday, March 8th, in the Crane Room. And there are some pretty cool bands coming out for that. One's called Makeout Palace, and the other is called Ohio State Fair. And there are a couple Tufts bands also performing that night. The bands Call from Earth, Polar Groove, and St. Cecilia. So a lot of great music coming up. Crane Room, always great. I actually really love how Apple Jam has made Crane Room into a concert venue. The Crane Room, for anyone who's not in the know, is a classroom at Tufts. I've had two classes there. One of them was bioanthro, and then the other one was immediately after it. And it was environmental anthropology. And that was like the worst mornings of my Tufts experience. But I do love the Crane Room. It's like one of our pretty classrooms. We have very few of those here on our very new campus, so it's nice to be in classrooms that make you feel like the school's older than it is, and I feel like sometimes the Crane Room can feel like that. So it's a cool place to have concerts. The like idea of having a concert in a classroom is kind of fun, and sometimes in reality it's not so fun because these concerts used to be off campus, but Tufts Social Collective, no, what is it? Office of Campus Life. They hate live music for some reason. I don't know why. But they've made us have all of the concerts on campus, which is terrible. But the Crane Room is kind of fun. I'm saying a lot of contradictory things today. So bear with me. My brain is a little scattered because I've been writing an essay. And then also, I just saw a video of a pickle that, like, made me have the most insane visceral reaction to it. I don't know about you, but whenever I think about pickles, I, like, immediately start salivating. I think it's, like, a Pavlovian, like, I've been classically conditioned to salivate over pickles. It was a picture of a pickle made from a tomato, a green tomato. So it was like a green tomato pickle. And I think it was from the Pickle Guys, which is, I think, a pickle maker in New York. Anyway, the pickle looked really good. And so I had like a super crazy reaction to it. And so now I'm like, my brain is like all fried because of my pickle experience. Anyway, this next song is by the band Loving. And it's called On My Way to You. And I'm just playing it because it's a sweet song. And I think that's what I'm going for today. There's been a lot of, like, somber but very sweet music. And I think this type of music is great to listen to on these days when the sun kind of comes out for 10 minutes at a time. And otherwise, it's kind of gray. You know, these songs kind of reflect that vibe. Perhaps. Maybe. Anyway, this song is called On My Way to You, and it's by the band Loving.
I've been following in your footsteps, I've been trying just to be like a melody you sing. I've been dreaming of the day we met, I've been trying to show my love. I stepped outside of its path just to watch the way that it flows, like a river follows the landscape, and so begins to know every sort of change as it undertakes the It's like that my love comes of age, as it resonates, as it excavates, as it's rearranged in the shadow game. Hello.
The song White Room by the artist Mid-Air Thief. Mid-Air Thief is a South Korean artist, South Korean folktronica artist, which is a pretty cool mashup. I like that song a lot. It's from 2015, so a little bit old. But yeah, it's nice to revisit some old songs that I've liked before, because I've been listening to a lot of new music, so it's nice to go back and listen to music that I'm actually familiar with. So that was one that I found a while ago, but just started listening to again this week. I'm really hungry, guys, so I have one last song, and I have to run and get a snack, or I might starve to death. This next song is the last song that I'm going to play. It's by the artist Rosie Plain, and it's called Painted the Room. Before I go, Just as a reminder, this is Jill Yum, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for listening to this hour of music and scatterbrained thoughts. And I hope you will tune in again next week. I might be on air again at some point this week with my friend Lauren. She also has a show Mondays at 10 p.m. So if you're still up, tune in. I may be a guest on her show. And even if I'm not a guest, you should tune in. The show is called Pisces Season, Mondays at 10 p.m. Anyway, this song, the last song of the hour that I'm going to play, is by Rosie Plain, and it's called Painted the Room. Stay tuned for another radio show coming up next. I forget what the name of the radio show is, but it will be on at 4 p.m. This song is called Painted the Room.
You're so well, you're so sick. Meet me for the rest of it. Prize for the winner. Painted the room black. You're not going back. Meet me for the rest of it.